then two drops and two effects. قَطْرَةُ دُمُوعٍ مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. The first is the drop of tear out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, you would find that in the past, the pious people, that if they happened to cry in dua, then they wouldn't just take a tissue or a cloth and wipe that tear. They would actually take that tear and smear it on their face. Because this tear, crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying in dua, etc., this is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak values it. So that tear itself has barakat in it. So therefore they will take the tear and they will smear it and rub it on the body, etc. So one is the tear out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next one is وَقَطْرَةُ دَمٍ تُهْرَاقُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That drop of blood that is shed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the two drops. Tear and blood that is shed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا الْأَثَرَانِ. As for the two traces, the two effects. One is فَأَثَرٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. A person that's going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the traces, the footsteps, the dust that settles on his body, the injuries that he gets to his body, all this is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. It's not gone waste. Can you imagine a man is going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every second he's getting sawab, and not only he's getting sawab for his time and his effort that he's making, but for the traces that he's leaving, Allah is rewarding him for that also. And then وَأَثَرٌ فِي فَرِيضَةٍ مِّن فَرَائِدِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The trace and the effects that a person leaves to try and fulfill the faraz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One faraz from the many faraz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, salat. In trying to fulfill the salat, sometimes a person will have to go through cold, sometimes he'll have to go through heat, sometimes his heels will crack, sometimes his skin will get dry coming out in the cold, etc. All those effects and traces that he's leaving behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it, Allah Pak values it. A person is fasting, this is the faraz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he becomes weak, his body becomes very tired. So now that is the effect of the fasting. Now for that effect also Allah is rewarding sawab for this person. Allah Pak loves it dearly. So much Allah Pak wants to give us, that even the effects that are left behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is valuing it. Like that a man is going for Hajj, many people will be going for Hajj after Ramadan. Allah Pak take all of us, inshallah. So those people that go, we find that the tiredness and the effect and the dust that settles on their body, 5 days or 3 days they're wearing that ihram. So now what happens is all that effect, although it feels like it's difficult, but Allah Pak is recording sawab for it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values it. So this is what this hadith is teaching us, that these things are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person shouldn't find these things hard, they should be happy that for every single moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording, and this is something that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Example that comes in the sharas is that when one king, he sends a pearl or a diamond to another king, that king values it and treasures it. This is coming from a great person, from another king. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he receives the effects of a person, Allah Pak values it, Allah Pak takes care of it, and one day it will come to a person's account on the day of Qiyamah, that this is what you did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will just briefly start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Zuhdim Fi Dunya, the chapter on living a life of abstinence. We find the life of abstinence is something that goes against a person's tabiat. Everyone wants to live an affluent life. Everyone wants to live a life where he has a lot, where he's prominent. But this here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is trying to encourage us to try and live a life of abstinence. In other words, you don't indulge too much in the worldly things. وَالْحَثِّ عَلَى التَّقَلُّلِ مِنْهَا وَفَضْلِ الْفَقْرِ. And the virtues of sufficing on little. And the last part is the virtues of poverty. Because all three things people don't want. Nobody wants to suffice on little. Everyone wants more and more and more. And the more a person gets, automatically, psychologically, the goalpost changes. If you look at a person's financial statement, nobody wants to see it going negative. Everyone wants to see it increasing. Every year we want to see some type of increase. But what is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us? Try to live on what is sufficient for you. And be happy with that. Because that goes against the tabiat. Therefore, as Abu Anisa rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, that one of the signs of pride is a hidden sign of pride, but a person got pride, is the desire for imtiyazi shan, that I must be different to the next person. In other words, if everyone's house is there, my house must be outstanding. If everyone has got a car, then my car must be the outstanding car. It mustn't just be like everyone else's. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? That woman ahsanu qawla mimman da'a ila Allah, that whose words can be better than that person that invites to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And he says, I'm just one of the common Muslims. In other words, I'm just one of the many Muslims. I'm a common person. I'm not somebody who's desiring to be outstanding. I'm not desiring recognition amongst the people. You know, for example, if I come to the masjid, I must just be one of the musallis. I mustn't be somebody who got prominence, somebody who's outstanding. People must know me by my car. People must know me by my status. People must greet me. Person is just happy to be one of the people. This is a sign of iman. That he's happy to be an ordinary person. He doesn't have that hidden sickness in his heart. That my tires must be different. My car must be different. My clothing must be different. My amama must be different. No. Person is just happy to be one of the common Muslims. So this is what this chapter is teaching us. That person must be happy on little, and he must be happy to be a normal person. So anyway, we listen to one ayat of the Quran. Allah Pak mentions, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. The example of this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is like water that coming down from the sky. Very, very beautiful example. We find many, many ayat of the Quran that give examples of farming. Why farming? Is because everyone can identify with farming. Even the most sophisticated person, he also is dependent on the food that comes from the farms. He can't say, I'm independent of the farm. And the farmer also was a simpleton. He understands the example of farming. So therefore, many times examples of water, rain, farming, etc. is used because everyone can understand this example rather than going scientific and going very, very sophisticated. So Allah Pak says the example of this life, of this world, is like water that comes down from the sky. فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. And this water mixes with the vegetation of the earth. So it mixes with the ground, it mixes with the vegetation. مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ. Such vegetation that insan eats also, and animal also eats. This water comes down and it sprouts up and it brings up this vegetation. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَيَّنَتْ. Until this vegetation and the ground now starts sprouting and it becomes green, it becomes lush, it becomes colorful, all the different fruits start coming out, the different plants are coming out, everything is looking beautiful. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. And now that farmer is looking at all this, and suddenly he's thinking to himself that I'm in charge. That I'm in charge, I'm the one that can do everything. I am the one that's in charge of the harvesting, and this is my farm. And he starts thinking that pride comes into his heart, that I'm in charge. For a second he forgets about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is saying, our example is like that. When we are weak, when we are young, when we are poor, then we always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now suddenly a man's business is thriving, his factory is thriving, his shop is thriving. Now he's thinking he's in charge. He forgets to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, this is the example. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. Suddenly, أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا كَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. Allah says, our command comes, and suddenly overnight we wipe out that whole farm. That whole farm, and this farmer suddenly thought that he's in charge, and it's because of his efforts and his tilling and his work, suddenly he's thinking that he's in charge. Allah says, our command of azab comes down. كَأَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. It's as though that farm didn't exist yesterday. Completely wiped out. How many times we heard of people, empires, great, great companies, overnight they disappeared. Powerful people, that once upon a time they were screaming, the Firauns of their time, that أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. That I am the Lord of the world. And the next day they were not even heard of. So Allah is saying that this is the example. The person thought for himself, that I am the person that's making everything happen. He talks to his staff how he wants to talk to his staff. He says things to the other poorer people how he wants to say, because he got a little bit of wealth, thinking that he's in control. Overnight Allah changes his condition, gives him a sickness, gives him some cancer, gives him some terminal illness. Now suddenly a person realizes that I'm not in charge anymore. I thought I was in charge, but suddenly before I knew it, I'm not in charge anymore. Person's age catches up with him and now he's old. And just yesterday he thought that he had so much things he could do and so many things he wanted to do. Suddenly, كَأَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. It's as though those hopes didn't even exist. It's as though that business didn't exist. It's as though in this example that farm didn't exist yesterday. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah mentions these are the ayat and the signs that we explain for those that can just ponder and think a little bit. This life of this world is so short. What is it worth dying for, and what is it worth chasing after to such an extent that we are going to run people down, we're going to do people down? Rather, we live a life of abstinence, a life that we are comfortable with little, so that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, we don't have to answer for that excess in terms of our style, our approach to our wives, the children, the weaker people, the orphans. the staff, etc. So when a person loves a life like this, he got less to answer for. So therefore, these ahadith that will do is encouraging and exalting a person that live this type of life. This is something that is encouraged. Not that type of life that a person flies around, he jets around, he moves around, but at the same time, he's trampling upon the rights of everyone else. Allah forgive us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.